towards the altar, the two steps into the chancel from the nave and the two further steps up to the sanctuary place the altar deliberately at a significantly higher level than the entrance to the chancel. The three east windows of the chancel look quite separate on the outside of the church, but you can see how they form a unified group inside, with the arches contiguous with all the same height. Prior to 1864, the side window arches were shallower and less pointed than the central ones. The Victorians disliked this and modified the side arches to match the central one. Given that the central window is both higher and wider than the others, the Victorian decision seems perverse. The late 19th century stained glass in these windows was installed in the memory of the Reverend G. D. Clarkson, the vicar responsible for the 1864 works. Look up at the ceiling. In several places this has been damaged, so that you can clearly see that it is constructed of lath and plaster, as are all the ceilings in the church. Turn around and look up at the arch inside the chancel.